Ever notice how a baby can command a room full of adults without saying a word? That raw, magnetic pull isn't learned. It's hardwired. Yet by the time we reach adulthood, most of us have buried that natural magnetism under layers of should and supposed to. We dim our edges, soften our opinions, and blend into the background, believing safety lies in sameness. Here's the uncomfortable truth. In today's hyper-distracted world, you have exactly 9 seconds, the attention span of a goldfish, to make an impression. Miss that window and you're invisible. When world-class violinist Joshua Bell played anonymously in a Washington, D.C. subway, commuters walked past a million-dollar performance without a second glance. He earned $32 instead of his usual $45,000. The lesson cuts deep. Being exceptional means nothing if nobody notices you're there. Three forces conspire to erase your presence from the world's consciousness. Distraction acts like a jealous lover, constantly pulling attention away with pings, notifications, and endless scroll. Competition functions as a public executioner, tempting you to play someone else's game on their terms. Commoditization operates as a silent assassin, transforming your unique qualities into generic replicas easily replaced by cheaper alternatives. Together, these forces create a brutal reality. You're either adding distinct value or taking up space. Adding distinct value means colleagues actively seek your opinion, clients choose you despite inconvenience, and bosses invest in your future. Without it, you're furniture present but unnoticed. The conventional wisdom says work harder, be better, outperform everyone. But better is a mirage. It's temporary, easily toppled by someone with deeper pockets or newer technology. The real breakthrough? Different beats better every time. Your quirks, peculiarities, and distinctive traits aren't liabilities to smooth away. They're your most valuable currency. Communication isn't one size fits all. It's a toolkit with 7 distinct approaches, each powerful in specific contexts. Power speaks the language of confidence, inspiring through bigger goals and unshakable opinions. Think of emergency responders who step into chaos without hesitation, or coaches pushing athletes beyond perceived limits. Passion speaks the language of relationship, forging connections through transparent emotion and infectious energy. These are the cheerleaders whose enthusiasm becomes contagious, building networks effortlessly. Mystique speaks the language of listening, pragmatic thinkers who gather evidence before conclusions, poker-faced negotiators impossible to rattle. Prestige speaks the language of excellence, overachievers who meticulously prepare for everything and refuse to settle for good enough. Alert speaks the language of details, watchful project managers who prevent disasters by anticipating problems before they emerge. Innovation speaks the language of creativity, irreverent experimenters who challenge conventions and prevent stagnation. Trust speaks the language of stability, creating order from chaos through proven methods and predictable reliability. Each advantage functions like a specialized tool, invaluable in the right situation, awkward when misapplied. Your primary and secondary advantages combine to create your archetype, essentially your personality's killer app. With 49 possible combinations, your archetype reveals how you naturally add value and distinguishes you from everyone else. The change agent, power plus innovation, drives creative entrepreneurship like Steve Jobs, overthrowing stale thinking with fearless vision. The catalyst, passion plus innovation, makes electric first impressions, generating ideas and enthusiasm that create momentum. The Royal Guard, mystique plus prestige, executes with precision and elite-level dignity, diagnosing problems rapidly while maintaining stoic composure. Understanding your archetype illuminates your wellsprings, situations where you naturally thrive, and your quicksand, contexts that drain your energy and feel unnatural. A catalyst struggles with detailed documentation, a Royal Guard finds spontaneous public speaking exhausting. The key isn't forcing yourself into ill-fitting roles, but positioning yourself where your natural strengths become indispensable. This self-awareness transforms how others perceive and respond to you, enabling stronger relationships and greater impact in your chosen field. Your anthem distills your highest distinct value into a short, powerful phrase that solves a universal struggle, finding the right words to describe yourself in those critical 9-second windows. Whether networking at industry events, interviewing for positions, or crafting your LinkedIn profile, your anthem gives you confident, persuasive language to communicate value instantly. Creating it follows 3 steps. Pick 1 adjective describing how you're different, 1 noun describing what you deliver, then combine them. A victor might choose results-oriented action, while a wise owl selects thoughtful guidance. Your anthem becomes more than a tagline. It's a promise of what others can count on you to deliver consistently. Consider financial advisors Andy and Simon with identical credentials. Simon delivers a generic presentation loaded with brochures and industry jargon. Andy, leveraging his anthem, Astute Questions, wins the client by focusing on their specific needs through perceptive questioning. Your anthem should appear everywhere: email signatures, business cards, social media profiles, becoming the thread tying together your professional narrative and helping others understand exactly how you add value. Under stress, your personality can spiral into double trouble mode, relying too heavily on your primary advantage until your greatest strength becomes your Achilles heel. Power personalities transform into aggressors, dominating discussions and bulldozing alternative viewpoints. Passion personalities become drama queens, taking feedback personally and creating unnecessary workplace turbulence. Mystique personalities morph into deadbolts, secretive loners who hoard information and refuse collaboration. Prestige personalities become perfectionistic micromanagers with unrealistic standards that demoralize teams. This phenomenon emerges during high-pressure situations when you abandon the healthy blend of primary and secondary advantages. The solution? Blend your advantages like ingredients in a recipe, rather than concentrating on just one. Regular self-awareness checks and feedback from trusted colleagues help identify when you're slipping into extreme behaviors. Creating specific strategies to activate your secondary advantage during stressful times maintains healthy balance and prevents these destructive patterns from taking hold. You don't need to become someone different. You need to become unmistakably yourself. Your personality is your most valuable asset, appreciating over time as you gain experience and self-awareness. In hyper-competitive environments where everyone has perfect credentials, different is better than better. Are you vanilla or pistachio? Vanilla appeals broadly but inspires little passion. Pistachio polarizes. Some hate it, but devoted fans will cross town for it. Companies like Apple and Tesla don't please everyone, yet their authentic distinctiveness creates fierce loyalty. If you're not creating negative responses from somebody, you're probably not fascinating to anybody. Every interaction, emails, social media posts, meetings, either adds value or takes up space. Identify how you're most likely to add distinct value and do more of this. Identify where you're merely competent and do less. The greatest gift you can give someone is helping them recognize their own highest value. Once people understand how they naturally contribute, they blossom. Introverts embrace listening skills rather than forcing outgoing personas. Creative thinkers lean into innovation rather than conforming. You don't learn how to be fascinating. You unlearn how to be boring by shedding expectations and embracing authentic differences. Stop dimming your edges to fit in. The world doesn't need another vanilla option. It needs your distinctive flavor, unapologetically expressed.